almost 4 years now since Grenfell, and residents of Tower Blocks in Birmingham have held their first protest against the government's handling of the national cladding scandal. Now, here at BBC Radio WM, we've been following the story of people who say they feel trapped in unsafe homes, which they say are now worthless. The protest on Saturday was organised by BRUMLAG, which stands for Leaseholders Action Group, and our reporter Laura Chiverton went along.
Around 100 people have turned up at this protest, and their message is a simple one. They want safe homes and they shouldn't have to pay for them. The developers should.
It feels incredibly energising because we've got a really good turnout, a lot more people arriving every minute. You can hear the noise in the background. And it's our first chance to actually come out, meet each other. Some of us haven't even met the people in our own developments. Never mind the other people in other developments all around the city. And many of us have seen each other on Zoom, and we've actually built, you know, strong friendships, I would say.
That was Paula Chaloux, who helped organise this demo. I caught up with her a bit earlier. And it's clear people do feel really energised by this, able to take this kind of action for the first time in over a year. But their worries won't disappear after today. This is something which has derailed future plans. Life savings have been lost, retirement plans and careers are ruined, and there's a lot of anger. And I've just been chatting to another resident, Jim Illingworth, who lives in the Islington Gates development.
I'll tell you why I feel guilty. 5 years ago, we sold our house in Derbyshire and moved to Birmingham. And we used the proceeds of the house to buy a one-bedroom flat. But we also helped my youngest son to get on the housing ladder. And it was a nice little flat going in the same development as ours. And we gave him the large chunk of money. And, of course, he's got the same problem as us. He's got a £40,000 bill. We can't help him so much because our spare cash was the bank of mum and dad who actually put him onto the ladder. No, we can't do it. We don't go out for food, for shopping. We go yellow sticker shopping into shops to find what's on offer, what's last date, and we buy that. That's how we live from day to day.
And many have seen their mental health suffer along with their finances. Brian Simpson owns a flat in the same development as Jim.
I'm on medication for stress and anxiety. You know, when you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing you think about. Going to bed at night, you lie awake worrying about things. It takes over your whole life. I feel morally outraged that the government has taken such a stance as they have. It's estimated it's going to take £15 billion to sort all of the high-rise buildings. They've only offered five, so £10 billion is going to come from ordinary, hard-working leaseholders.
It was over a year ago they announced in the budget extra money, the funds, and we're still waiting for the money to arrive. No, it's going on for 18 months, so they announce it, but they don't deliver it.
And I've heard here today that this isn't something that will only affect people financially later on. There's been a huge increase in monthly costs. Insurance costs have gone up, and they've had to pay for patrols of these blocks, as Paula has explained to me.
Well, I'll use my own development as an example. We found out about the fire safety issues over a year ago, and the first thing that happened was a waking watch was installed. It's two guys in high-vis jackets who are on site 24/7, and the idea is to evacuate the building in the case of a fire. And we are paying, collectively, £5,000 a week for that service, and we've been paying it since last April. So with that, plus the insurance increase, which was 200%, and then you have legal and professional fees, we've paid collectively over £800,000 in the past year.
And we're still paying. How many flats is that?
344.
So what does Paula think it will take for something to change?
Well, it sounds absolutely awful, but my big, big fear is that, you know, that it's going to take some awful disaster to happen, you know, and absolutely nobody ever wants to see another Grenfell. I mean, nobody can forget it. The anniversary is coming up this month. So that's my concern, that's what it's going to take.
Well, it's a bit of quick maths here. In Paula's development then, which is the Hemisphere Apartments in Edgbaston, the cost for the insurance and also the patrols for each flat is just over £2,300 a year. Now, that's obviously separate to the cost of any major work to make the building safe as well. Now, we did contact the Ministry for Housing, Communities and Local Government. which said work on those high-rise buildings which have unsafe cladding is underway or complete in 95% of cases, adding that they are processing applications for the Building Safety Fund as quickly as possible. And it's disappointing so many building owners have been unable to provide the basic information they need to progress their applications. Now, this fund is to cover all costs associated with replacing unsafe cladding systems, so some delays in processing those applications obviously is happening at the moment. Now, the department also said it's providing £30 million to reduce or remove the need for waking watches.